This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Northampton, Massachusetts author Tiffany Jewell's activity-driven book, titled This Book is Anti-Racist, is today's selection in our series Books for Young People. It's written for everybody, middle school age and up, and lays out the work kids need to do before a lifetime of bias is instilled in them. I asked Jewel to share a key moment of racism she witnessed. She says her neighborhood was poor and the elementary school had mostly black and brown kids. The teachers lived elsewhere and were white. This happened in third grade.
I had a teacher who, she did these little things, like she would say things about the like amazing field trips her son's suburban school were going on, or how they had like famous authors come visit their school. And we didn't even know that was possible. And so she would share those little things that kind of made us feel less important and not great. There was one day, I'm black, biracial, and very light. And my friend, he's black and much darker. And he and I were smart kids, best buddies. And we'd do this thing where, because she made a lot of mistakes as a teacher, where we would just kind of correct her. And so he like corrected her and she yelled at him in a really horrible way. And she told him to shut up. And she used black as if it was like the dirtiest thing coming from her mouth. And she likened him to an animal. And it was one of those like moments where she said it and we just all were like sitting there stunned. It's like that moment now, like I know I would do it totally differently. And I became a teacher probably as a reaction to her, to make sure that like whoever's in my class like doesn't ever have to experience that or feel that way.
Speaking of power, with the recent death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I've been reflecting about the barriers that she overcame. She didn't allow herself to be told what to do. Is that kind of belief in doing what's right, no matter what the penalty, similar to the message that your book really brings the reader when you talk about opening doors and empowerment?
Yes. I kind of always have erred on doing what I believe is right over what makes other people comfortable. And knowing that not everybody can do that, you know, I think it really depends on who you are. I love that about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is how she like stood up for what she believed in. And it's not always like the same thing everybody else believed in. And there are times where later she's like, you know what? I made a little mistake. And I appreciate that too. I'm hoping young folks will be able to kind of be moved by that. And also recognizing like there are huge consequences and risks, and anti-racism takes a lot of risk, and some people can take much bigger risk than others. So what I hope from the book is that like white cisgender kids are going to see that they can take a greater risk than a black trans classmate, because the role of being an accomplice is to stand up and to work in solidarity and to take that risk.
You write that the job of white people is to listen, learn, and grow. This summertime and time again, we saw Black Lives Matter rallies. There was a robust attendance. Is that a good starting point for people who represent people from outside the global majority?
Yeah, it really depends. And it goes a lot with asking folks what they need and not making the assumption like, you want me to organize this or do that. Then like sitting and listening and like really listening and not doing that thing that people do where we like half listen, but we're already like coming up with our own solutions and answers to things. And sometimes that need is just money. You know, it's redistributing funds to support Black organizations. Other times it's listening and learning that we actually need white people to provide a physical barrier so Black folks can be safe when they're being brave. So it's definitely like that listening part is huge, or else we don't know what people need.
Tiffany Jewell is the author of This Book is Anti-Racist. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you can find more from our Books for Young People series at nepm.org.